活化生命密码的健康时代 New Start 全民健康新起点健康讲座，主讲人李香九医师。杜牧恒牧师现场翻译。
This picture from National Geographic Magazine.
这是一个国家地理杂志。
This is about monkeys.
这一只是猴子。
Monkeys living in a very small island off the east coast of Africa.
这是在东非的一个海岸的一个森林。
Island is a very small island. There's not much of different kinds of vegetation.
这个森林刚好是在一个小岛里头啊，是一个充满了许多动物的小岛。
But these monkeys do not really like to eat these leaves.
这些猴子其实并不喜欢吃这种叶子。
So very seldom they come up to this place and eat these leaves.
猴子要来这个地方是很难得见到的。
Maybe once every two months.
可能两个月才会有猴子来一次。
But whenever they eat this leaf, this particular leaves,
每一次他们吃这种特别的叶子的时候
，after they finish eating this leaf, they behave very strangely.
他们吃了叶子，他们行为就很奇怪。
Okay, what do they do?
他们会做什么
？They go down to the village where the local people live.
他们就到了谷底哈，就到了这个地面。
And they're looking for the charcoals.
他们就在找一些炭。
Where local people cut the huge tree and the burn inside.
有人呢，可能就是烧了森林，或者是砍了森林。
And make a charcoal here inside the tree.
里头呢就有一些木炭。
You can see these two monkeys looking for the charcoal.
这两只猴子在那边找木炭。
When they find charcoal,
他们找到木炭的时候
，they eat the charcoal.
他们在那边啃木炭。
You know what charcoal do, right?
你知道这个活性炭的功能吧
？They absorb the poisons.
因为它会吸毒嘛。
So scientists thought.
所以科学家呢，他这样想。
Maybe there are some poison in these leaves.
可能这个叶子里头有一些毒。
So scientists gathered those leaves.
所以他们就采集了这个叶子。
And analyzed.
然后就去分析。
And indeed, they found the poison in it.
真的，他们就发现这个叶子有毒。
But monkeys know there's a poison in it.
这个猴子知道那里有，它需要毒吗？
But there must be something they need at that time.
但是在他吃的时候，一定是有某种需求他才来。
So God made them eat.
所以上帝就让他们去吃那个叶子。
These leaves.
这些叶子。
And then God knew there is poison.
上帝也知道这叶子里有毒。
Even the monkey did not know there is poison.
这个猴子也不知道叶子有毒。
Now monkey need charcoal.
这时候呢，猴子又需要活性炭。
Now God makes monkey to feel like eating charcoal.
那么就上帝就让猴子有那种想吃木炭的感觉。
Isn't that interesting?
是不是很有意思
？It's a very interesting control of the gene in the nature.
这是在自然界当中来主导基因非常有意思的地方。
Look at this this gene. This is a very interesting gene.
这是一个很有意思的基因。
This is again, scientists become very shocked.
这件事情让科学家很惊讶。
Because you know, whenever the scientists find something very shocking, they put it on the cover.
当科学家发现奇特的事情呢，他们就往往放在封面。
Again, this is Science News Magazine.
这是科学新知。
October 21st, 1995.
1995年10月21号。
Look at it, changing sex in mid-ocean.
就是改在这个海中改变性别的。
This particular fish is a male fish.
这种鱼哈，它是一个公的鱼。
Living in Australia, the Great Barrier Reef.
在澳洲附近的海域。
And so. this male usually have about 12 females.
这些公的鱼呢，通常也跟其他的母的鱼在一起。
But when scientists took this male away,
当科学家把这个公鱼拿走的时候
，Guess what happened?
你猜猜会发生什么事情
？Among those 12 female,
当中呢有十二只母的鱼
，One of the female become male.
一只母的鱼呢，竟然就变性成为公的鱼。
Wow. What need to be changed when there's sex change?
当什么样的因素使他必须要改变他的性别
？Genes.
基因。
Yeah, gene has to change.
是基因改变了他的性别。
Now who changed the genes?
那谁改变了那基因呢？
Well, until yesterday, we talked about genes are the letters.
我们昨天学到基因就是文字，对不对？
The letters must be created.
这个文字是必须要是被造的字。
Letters cannot come into existence just as a coincidence.
因为文字不能是一种巧合而成的。
So letters revealed meaning. The message.
所以文字呢，它显示了某种意义存在。
Therefore, genes respond to the meaning.
因此，基因呢，就是反映出有一些特殊的意义。
And gene, and who is sending the signal to this gene in the fish?
谁给这些基因有一些暗示，使它能够改变
？So scientists were very curious.
科学家很好奇。
And they put this male, which they took it away, put him back.
那么他再把另外刚才那一只公的再放回去。
Guess what happened?
猜猜看会什么事情
？The female which became male went back to female again.
那一只由母的变公的那一只呢？他又回去他的性别变母的。
Interesting, right? So there are, lately scientists found out there are a lot of gene changes in the nature.
就看见很多的这个动物当中有基因改变。
Even though we don't know about gene.
即使我们并不知道基因尝试的时候。
Even though animals does not know anything about gene.
即使这些动物不知道什么基因的尝试
And God is changing the gene according to His will.
但是上帝就按着他的心意来改变这些生物的基因
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
这是不是很奇妙的事情
So they do not have a knowledge.
他们没有知识
But there is wisdom.
但是有智慧在当中
Chinese character is very interesting.
我们中国字很有意思，是吧？
I find the Chinese character is fascinating.
哇，我看这个中国字呢，真是很奇妙。
If I have time, I can give you lectures on Chinese character.
如果有时间的话，我就想要教你怎么样写中文。
Okay, this is knowledge, right?
这个就是知。
And when we talk about wisdom,
但是我们讲智慧的时候
，you have to put this.
我们必须放这个东西。
What a difference!
有什么不同
？What does this mean?
好，下面这一个字什么
？See, giraffe did not have a knowledge about calcium.
长颈鹿对钙质一无所知。
But the wisdom came.
但是智慧来了
，and activated giraffe's NPY gene.
这个长颈鹿里头的 NPY 基因呢，
right.
就活化了。
And this NPY gene was activated.
这 NPY 基因就很活跃。
By someone who knows.
是从那知道这需要的那一位来的。
Who knows more than giraffe does?
他比长颈鹿更需要，不，更知道他的需要。
Somebody who knows what giraffe does not know.
就是当长颈鹿还不知道的时候，有一位已经知道了。
So giraffe did not have knowledge.
所以长颈鹿没有那个知识。
Giraffe did not have knowledge.
他没有。
Right? But giraffe received wisdom.
但是长颈鹿却领受了智慧。
Giraffe received whole wisdom.
这全部的智慧。
Do you remember we talked about qi?
你记得我们之前讲到的qi吗？
Right? Qi activate gene. Right?
因为qi会点火哈，这个活化了基因。
The essence of qi was the truth and the goodness and beauty.
这个qi的元素就是善美真理。
Okay. And this wisdom activate genes.
而这智慧呢，就活化了这个基因。
The wisdom knows.
因为智慧知道。
And wisdom has power.
因为它有能力。
And energy. Energy. And look at this. This, what does this mean?
下面这个字什么字呢？
Sun.
日。
Light.
光。
Energy.
能量。
Right? So I think this signifies
这个字呢，象征着说
，power, energy,
一个能量、力量。
Same as qi, right? Yeah.
跟气的这个效果一样。
So that's why this wisdom knows.
也就是智慧呢，会明白。
What giraffe really need?
这个长颈鹿真正的需要是什么
？Wisdom knows.
就是有智慧。
What monkey needs?
知道猴子的需要。
That's why this wisdom comes.
所以智慧来的时候
，with energy，
是带有能量的。
And it activates NPY gene，
使 NPY 基因开始活化起来。
And makes human being and animal like to eat something，
造成人啊或者动物有胃口。
So what is healthy food？
什么是健康的食物
？The food you eat，
就是你所吃的。
According to the wisdom,
是从智慧来的判断。
That's healthy food.
那个就是。
See, very interesting point.
这是很有意思的重点。
So, but if you choose what you like to eat,
但是你如果选择自己想要的食物
，because well, Dr. Lee said this is good.
因为呢Dr. Lee 他说这个东西好。
Dr. Lee says eat a lot of banana.
说要多吃一点香蕉。
So you eat banana.
所以你就猛吃。
And then after eating two bananas.
然后你吃了两条以后。
You can't eat anymore.
你再也吃不下了。
But Dr. Lee says banana is good.
但是因为李医师说这个东西好。
So you eat more banana.
你再吃第三条。
Is it good for you?
这样子对你好吗？
It is harmful to you.
这对你来讲是伤害。
Even though banana is a healthy food,
虽然香蕉是健康的食物。
So all fruits are healthy.
大部分的所有的水果都好的。
But if you eat more than what you need,
但是你超过你的需要所吃的
，it become harmful.
就成为不好了。
See. In Taiwan, I found there's so many different variety of the fruits.
在台湾呢，我们什么样的食物都有。
I'll tell you why eating fruits are so important.
我知道吃东西是很重要。
Very important.
是非常重要。
Actually, we should be eating a lot of fruit.
应该我们要多吃水果。
You go to Korea.
你到韩国的话。
Fruits are very expensive.
水果是很贵的。
Very expensive.
超级贵。
I found here everything, the fruits are so cheap here.
他到这里呢，发现水果很便宜。
Well, in Korea, one apple probably cost about 31
NT dollars. About 30 to 50, 51, yeah.这个在韩国的苹果一粒呢要三十多块。
One apple, one single apple.
而且只能买一颗。
It's about what more than $1.50.
差不多一块半美金。
Very expensive. But you have all kind of fruits here.
但是你这里呢，哇，琳琅满目。
The reason why there are so many fruits are.
这为什么？这就是因为我们的需要，所以有许许多多的水果。
Because they are important.
因为这些对我们很重要。
The reason why the fruits look so beautiful.
也就是为什么水果长得那么可爱。
Because they are important for you.
因为对你很重要。
The reason why the fruits smell so good.
啊，这个啊，这个就是水果为什么？哦，它的味道。
It's because it is important for you.
啊，因为对你很重要。
But do you know why people don't like fruit that much?
可是你知道吗？为什么人都不喜欢吃太多水果
？Because we're eating something smells so bad.
啊，因为我们有吃一些东西是不好的。
Like Koreans who eat kimchi.
啊，像韩国人，嘿，我们吃韩国泡菜。
Smells very bad, right?
啊，那个味道很糟糕哈。
You eat kimchi more.
啊，你多吃泡菜的话。
You eat fruit less.
你就少吃了水果。
See? So that's why I eat kimchi very little.
所以呢，我吃泡菜是吃的很少。
Because I don't want to lose my taste on the good fruit.
因为我不希望失去了我的味觉而失去吃好水果的机会。
If you eat too much oily food,
所以你如果吃太多油腻腻的东西
you lose taste on the fruit.
你就不再对水果有感到胃口。
Fruits are very important.
水果非常的重要。
That's why God gave us so many different variety and beautiful fruits.
对，就是为什么上帝在地上创造了很多不同的水果。
And so, the wisdom we do not have.
智慧是我们没有的。
Wisdom we receive.
智慧是领受来的。
From God.
是从神那里来。
Okay, and just like a computer,
就很像电脑一样。
You know, and this computer has a lot of data.
这个电脑里头有很多的数字。
Many different pictures here. Okay, see.
有很多的图案。
So many pictures here.
一大堆的图案。
And these are inactive pictures now.
这个图案呢是一个静态的图案。
And it is I decide which picture I use.
而是我来主导着要用哪一张片子。
So I look at this picture and said, okay, this is important.
好，我就在那边想，哦，这一张对的很重要。
Then what do I do?
然后我会怎么做
？Then I click.
我就按了钮。
Look at my thumb.
你看看我的拇指。
Okay, look at my thumb here.
Okay. Hey, 我的拇指长在那里。
And I click.
哎，就按下去。哇
！Activate.
太神奇了。
And now I don't need this picture.
好，我现在不需要这一张了。
I click.
你看看我的拇指长在那里。
It disappears.
哎，就不见了。
It turns on.
哎，它就打开。
It turns off.
关起来。
Our gene has the switch.
我们的基因也有这样子的一个开关。
On switch,
这个开
and off switch,
然后关
and as I clicked my program with remote control,
按了这个我的遥控器的时候
God sends wisdom,
上帝就赐下智慧
to remote control our genes,
上帝用他智慧来遥控我们的基因
Isn't it wonderful?
这是不是很奇妙？
Don't you feel good?
你不觉得这很好吗？
At this point, it is good to give a.
这个时候正是我们拍手的时候。
Because you're not doing that to me.
你并不是为我来拍手。
You're doing to God who controls your genes.
你是为了上帝来操控你的基因而掌声鼓励的。
And suddenly you feel thankful.
哇，你就感觉到很感恩。
Wow, this is wonderful.
太奇妙了。
It is wonderful to know that kind of God.
哇，能够认识这种神真的是太棒。
And this wisdom comes with love.
这样的智慧是出自于爱。
Where there is love, there is wisdom.
当有爱的地方就有智慧。
See, when scientists, you know, observed rats in the laboratory.
这个科学家呢，他们在这个实验室里面正 观察这个老鼠。
Whenever the rats have a baby rat,
这个母鼠呢就生孩子了。
They mother rats keep on licking the baby rat.
因为母鼠呢，哎，就会在那边舔。
If there are 10 babies,
如果有十个小孩
，and mother rats keep on licking one by one.
哇，一只一只就舔它的身体。
Okay. And the scientists become very curious.
科学家很好奇。
Why are they licking the babies?
他们干嘛没事那边一直舔他的孩子
？So, after the baby rat nursed enough milk from mother,
当这小老鼠吃完了母奶以后
，scientists took 5 babies away from mother.
科学家就把五只老鼠抓走。
Only 5 left with the mother.
剩下五只跟他的母亲在一起。
Mommy only could lick only those 5 who were with them.
那妈妈呢，就只能舔这五只跟她在一起的。
And they were all eating same amount of milk from same mother.
那他们也都喝同样的量的母奶。
Guess what happened after 5 days?
你知道吗？当五只被带走以后，有什么事情发生
？Even though these 5 babies who had enough milk.
即使这五只留在那里有 足够的这个老鼠
But they are separated away from mother
但是有另外五只虽然有喝足够的奶的老鼠他们 分开了母亲
Therefore they could not be licked by mother
他就没有办法妈妈在舔他的身体
They are not growing
他们不会长、欸、
But on the other hand those babies who were with mother and mothers were able to lick
那些剩下 五只跟妈妈在一起的妈妈可以舔她身体的呢
They are growing much faster.
他们就登大人了。
Even though they ate same amount of milk.
虽然 这五只都是一喝一样的奶。
So scientists took some blood from those babies.
科学家呢还不放弃哦，还抽血从这小孩子身上。
Wanted to compare what is the difference.
看看跟妈妈在一起跟不在一起的呢，也有什么不同的血。
See, there are hormones produced in our body called growth hormone.
原来在血液里头有一个叫做成长发育的荷尔蒙。
Yeah, the growth hormone must be produced for us to grow.
发育荷尔蒙会帮助我们长大。
And the growth hormone is produced by growth hormone genes.
但发育荷尔蒙呢，就是出自于发育的基因呢。
Scientists found out those babies with mother licked had normal, very high level of growth hormone.
那些有妈妈在舔她身体的小老鼠呢，他们的这个发育荷尔蒙非常的丰富。
That means growth hormone gene is active.
也就是发育荷尔蒙的基因呢，非常的活跃。
But those baby rats who were separated away from mother,
那些被分开的那些老鼠
they have very low levels of growth hormone.
他们发育荷尔蒙非常的低。
And the reason why is their growth hormone gene is inactive.
所以它的这个基因的活化性就很低。
Scientists are very curious.
科学家真是很好奇。
So they put them back to mother.
他们就悔改了，就把那些分开的小老鼠再带回来。
And mother was so glad to see them back.
那个母亲呢？就真的是看到失而复得的孩子，很高兴。
So mother began to lick.
就赶快猛舔呐。
And the growth hormone gene began to be active.
她的发育荷尔蒙就开始又活化了。
And they grow.
不断在长大。
You know.Food alone is not enough.
所以食物，单单只有食物是不足的。
For us to live.
是让我们活下去是不够的。
We need love.
我们需要爱。
That's how genes are created.
那也就是基因被造的样子。
See? So, if you open the Bible,
所以如果你愿意打开圣经的话
，Jesus says,
耶稣说。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
人不是单靠食物。
It says, human being cannot live just by food alone.
也就是人类不能只单靠食物。
We need love.
我们需要爱。
See, because love activates genes.
因为爱能够活化我们的基因。
Love is God's will.
爱就是上帝的旨意。
Love knows which gene to activate.
从爱可以知道哪一个基因需要活化。
Love has the wisdom.
爱里头有智慧。
Where there is love,
或者是爱
there is wisdom.
哪里有爱，哪里就有智慧。
So love is the power, energy to activate gene.
所以爱能够活化了基因。
And wisdom has the energy to activate genes.
智慧也能够有力量来活化基因。
So without wisdom,
所以没有智慧的话
without love,
没有爱的话
we cannot live.
我们是活不下去。
Here I have a little girl here.
我们有一个小女生。
I know, doing this to mother.
她趴在妈妈的身上。
The children need this.
小孩子需要这样子。
Mother should never refuse that.
母亲不可以拒绝。
Mother should, you know, encourage them to do.
要鼓励他们这样子。
Because even animals need love.
甚至动物都需要爱。
That's what Jesus says.
也是耶稣这么说。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
人不可单靠食物。
Man will live with the words coming from out of mouth of God.
乃是要靠主所出的话。
God is love.
上帝的爱。
God is wisdom.
上帝是智慧。
And we need wisdom to live.
我们需要这等智慧来存活下来。
Not just by food alone.
并不只是单靠食物。
In that sense, I'm a Christian.
所以因此。我是一个基督徒。
By studying the nature,
因为我研究到自然界，
studying the genes,
研究这些基因，
I cannot deny,
我很难否认，
the existence of the wisdom in the nature,
在自然界的确有智慧的存在，
yeah, the existence of love in this world,
在这个世界上有爱的存在，
that's why we all exist.
因此我们都存在。
That's why giraffe can eat the bones.
因此这个长颈鹿会吃骨头。
That's why fish's sex changes.
因此那些鱼会改变性别。
That's why nature is balanced.
因此这个自然界是平衡的。
That's how ecology is maintained.
这就是一个生态的维持。
How thankful.
这是多么感恩。
And I can say thank you, God.
我可以说上帝啊谢谢你。
And when I say thank you to God,
当我这样子向上帝谢谢的时候，
my endorphin gene is activated.
哎呀我的 endorphin gene 又开始活化了。
And my endorphin gene is activated.
当我活化基因的时候，
And endorphin is produced.
Endorphin 就是被分泌出来。
And this endorphin strengthens my immune system.
那 endorphin 就强化了我的免疫系统。
And so this now you know we need wisdom.
所以你现在知道我们需要智慧了吗？
To have our genes active.
以至于我们的基因可以活化。
And I think we need a little break.
我们是不是应该要一个短短的休息？
We'll have a little break here.
只有这么小的休息。
And if I have enough time, I'll get into the immune system, which is very important for you.
如果有时间的话，我进到这个免疫系统里头。
Like if you have a stronger immune system,
如果你有很强的这个免疫力
，the SARS virus can come into you.
这个 SARS 来的时候
，you can kill the virus.
它一点都杀不死，你就会把这个细菌。
So it is very important for you to how to strengthen your immune system.
所以你这个要增强你的免疫力是非常重要的。
So we'll have about 5 minutes.
5 minutes. 好，我们现在呢来
Okay, look at this picture.
好，你看看这一张。
Even this baby monkey need the mother like this.
你看这个小猴需要妈妈。
See, and this is the way.This is the only way this baby monkey can be healthy.
这就是一只小猴子要健康的办法。
Okay. Now, so scientists made two different mother.
科学家呢，就人工造了两个母亲。
This mother has a square face.
这个母亲她的脸是方形的。
And this mother's body has no soft fur.
她的身体呢，没有毛茸茸的。
This is just the wires.
这就是铁丝做成的妈妈。
But it has a nipple.
但是呢，有可以喝牛奶的地方。
So baby can have some milk.
可以在那边喝奶。
See? So this mother can only provide food.
所以这个母亲呢，她只能供给食物。
This mother cannot provide food.
可是这个母亲呢，不能给食物。
But this mother has a softness.
但是她有柔软度。
Guess what baby choose to be with?
你想一只小猴子要选择哪一个母亲？
What is more important?
对一只猴子来讲，最重要的是什么？
Food or love?
吃的东西还是爱？
Love is more important for the monkeys too.
对小猴子来说，爱是更重要。
That's why we need God who is love.
这就是为什么我们需要一位有爱的神。
It is important for us to be dependent upon.
使我们可以能够依靠，这是非常重要的。
To trust.
去信任。
So there is enough evidences in the nature.
所以在自然界有充满了许多的证明。
There's wisdom,
有智慧
and there's love.
有爱。
So we can trust.
所以我们可以信赖。
See, and which will activate your genes.
所以可以活化我们的基因。
What if what if this baby become hungry?
那这一只猴子饿的时候怎么办？
Very interesting.
很有意思哦。
If baby become hungry, baby do this.
猴子呢？他饿的时候，他做这种动作。
He still is with this mother.
他身体仍然在那个他要的那个母亲身上。
But he can only put the lips.
他只有把他的这个嘴巴靠过去。
Moment after he's satisfied, he come right back.
喝够了，赶快又回来了。
What if so he has some appetite?
所以他的确有胃口。
He's active and he eats.
他就那个很活跃的就想要吃。
But when scientists took this mother away,
但是科学家把那一个妈妈假妈妈带走的话
，See what happened?
你看看会怎么样
？Very sad.
哎呦，很难过呢。
Very afraid.
哇，很恐惧。
At this point, all the gene become inactive.
所有的基因呢，全部收起来了。
And the scientists put this something here.
科学家就放一个东西在这里。
Nothing to be afraid of.
不用害怕。这只是一个东西而已。
But this baby is afraid of it.
哇，可是呢，这个吓得半死啊
！And depressed，
哦，就非常的沮丧。
No endorphin，
没有任何的 endorphin 分泌。
Why not？
为什么没有
？Endorphin gene is inactivated，
因为 endorphin 的基因是不活跃的。
Because there is no love，
因为没有爱。
There's nothing can trust，
没有可以信任的。
Nothing he can trust，
没有什么是他可以信任的。
And then, when scientists put these mothers back,
然后呢，科学家再把他的母亲放回来。
Mother is back.
这个母亲假母亲回来了。
And then this monkey become active.
那只猴子呢就欢天喜地。
So even though the scientists put this some kind of scary object,
就科学家即使放一个很怪物在那里。
And this baby is attacking this.
哇，这只猴子呢就去攻击它。
Go away, this is my territory.
赶快离开，这是我的领域。
Love changes everything.
所以你看，爱改变了所有一切。
That's why it is important to know God who is love.
所以能够知道上帝的爱是多么重要。
It is wonderful to know the truth.
能够认识明白真理是非常美好的。
Okay.And since I have very little time,
我的时间是很紧凑。
Let me show you what I want to touch a little bit on what we should eat.
我要稍微提到我们要吃些什么东西。
Now you can see we all have a gene.
你看我们现在有各种的基因，对不对？
And gene determines what we should eat too.
基因呢也决定我们该吃什么东西。
According to our need.
是按着我们的需要。
Then God determines, God send wisdom and determines what we should eat.
而上帝呢就放了这些资讯是我们要吃什么东西的资讯。
That's why it is very important for you to trust that God who sent you wisdom.
所以你对上帝给予你的智慧的一个信任呢，这个信心是很重要。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很奇妙？
And there is also some instructions.
而其实呢，它是有一些规则的。
Okay. And instructions what we should eat.
也就是我们该吃什么。
When I went to market yesterday.
昨天我们去市场的时候。
I saw a lot of fishes.
我看到很多的鱼。
Well, Taiwan is an island.
台湾是一个岛。
So I guess people eat a lot of fishes.
我想这里的人很喜欢吃鱼。
There are so many different kinds of fishes.
哇，鱼的种类太多了。
But do you know what kind you should eat?
但是你知道哪一种是你该吃的吗？
What kind you should not eat?
哪一种是你不该吃的？
Do you know?
你知不知道？
People don't know.
我们不知道。
You know? Who can decide what kind of fish should be eaten, what kind should not be eaten?
是谁可以做决定是哪一种鱼可以吃哪一种鱼不吃？
It has to be determined by someone who has that wisdom.
就是必须有那有智慧的那一位来做决定。
Something we don't know.
有一些我们不明白。
But God knows.
但上帝却知道。
See, so when we open the Bible,
所以我们打开圣经的时候，
the Bible shows us
圣经告诉我们
that wisdom,
一些智慧。
That's why it is important for us to know and to learn about the Bible.
也就是为什么要研究圣经是很重要的。
Does the Bible have some instructions about food?
圣经有没有一些有关于吃的指导原则？
Yes, from the beginning.
是的，从开始的时候就有。
If you read the book of Genesis,
如果你读创世纪的话，
God instructed Adam and Eve what to eat, right?
上帝就告诉亚当夏娃该吃的什么东西。
But later on,
之后呢？
There's an Old Testament,
有旧约，
a book called Leviticus,
后来呢就利未记。
And it's very interesting,
有一个
chapter.
很有意思的经文。
And this is chapter 11.
在十一章的地方。
Look at this. Look at the fishes, okay?
看看这个有关鱼的指导原则。
Of all the creatures living in the water of the seas and the streams, you may eat that have fins and scales.
反正在水中的活物呢，我们可以吃的就是那些有刺有鳞的。
And Bible says, if any kind of fish does not have fins and scales,
所以圣经说，如果鱼呢没有刺没有鳞的话，
it's bad for us.
就不是对我们好的。
This is written about 3,000 years ago.
这是三千年前所写下来的圣经。
By the prophet called Moses.
由摩西这位先知所写的。
Scientists could not really understand this before.
以前的科学家实在没有办法明白这个原理。
So people said, this is a ceremonial law.
有的人说啊，这是旧古代的一种仪式的规定。
This kind of law has no practical application to our daily life today.
对于今天的人来讲，这些的记载呢，已经不再实用了。
This is Jewish ceremonial law.
犹太的这种仪文的律法。
But scientists lately found out this makes sense.
但是最近科学家就发现，哎，这个是有道理的。
This kind of law is very important for our health.
这样子的一种规定对我们的健康是很有帮助的。
See, like many Oriental people we eat squid.
很多我们东方的人，我们都喜欢吃什么？
Yeah.
乌贼。
But squid don't have scales and fins.
乌贼到现在还没有长出这个鳞片。
We all like a crab.
我们喜欢这个螃蟹。
Or all kinds of shellfishes.
或者是贝类的食物。
You know, scientists are gradually finding out that those fishes which does not have scales and fins.
科学家后来呢，就慢慢发现那些没有鳞片的这些海产
has extremely high content of cholesterol.
有很高的胆固醇。
Cholesterol, you know, it's bad for us, right?
你知道胆固醇对我们是不好的。
And the fishes, those fishes which has fins and scales,
那些有鳞有刺的鱼呢
？Has much less cholesterol.
就比较少胆固醇。